A little summer preview is underway across the Northeast. Albany reached 80 degrees yesterday afternoon, and across our area today, we have some areas that have once again come up into the 80s. Now, with that warm weather, the dry conditions, the low relative humidity, we are under a red flag warning through early this evening. That red flag warning indicates the potential for brush fires. If any brush fires were to start, they would spread very quickly with the dry and gusty conditions. So keep that in mind over the next few hours. As we work into tonight, a cold front will approach from the north. That will bring us clouds and the chance for some showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder as we go through the night. Overnight temperatures will be quite mild for this time of year, with lows mainly in the 50s. A few spots north and west of Albany may dip into the upper 40s late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Then as we go through the day tomorrow, that front will continue to sink to our south, which means we'll have a decent amount of sunshine across the North Country, a little bit more in the way of cloud cover from the capital region on south, and we could still have a lingering shower tomorrow morning in the capital region, and potentially off and on showers through the day for our southern areas. So for the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, maybe even the Pioneer Valley, we'll have a better chance for some scattered showers through the day tomorrow. And tomorrow will be a cooler day behind that cool front. Temperatures will be mainly in the 70s, and the weather for the rest of the week really looks to be quite pleasant, with a good amount of sunshine on both Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures both days should reach up into the 70s in many locations, and some of our cooler spots, mainly in the higher elevations, are likely to be in the 60s, at least on Wednesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, mild, low 48 to 56. And for tomorrow, some early clouds, then increasing sunshine, a bit cooler than today, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, mild, low 48 to 56, and for tomorrow, some early clouds, then increasing sunshine, not as warm as today, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a late shower, possibly a rumble of thunder, mild, low 55 to 60, and for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, low 55 to 60, tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of showers mainly early, not as warm, but still very pleasant, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains, and on Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.